When Master Oogway battled Kai in the Spirit Realm at the beginning of Kung Fu Panda 3, did Oogway allow Kai to win? I mean, before this, we saw Master Oogway being capable of taking down any foe he came across. Whether it was Tai Lung or an entire criminal syndicate, Master Oogway could lay waste to any enemy that he fought. Because he was the creator of Kung Fu itself. There was no one like Master Oogway.
So?
Why wouldn't he be able to do that again? Well, the truth is that Master Oogway knew that he would not definitively defeat his longtime friend.
It was never my destiny to stop you. I have set another on that path.
But why was Po destined to defeat Kai? Why couldn't it have been Oogway? Well, I think Oogway must have known that no matter where Kai was sent, he would continue to steal the chi of others. Kai would only grow more powerful over time, but the big benefit of sending him to the Spirit Realm was that he would be forced to be contained. Only after becoming exceptionally powerful would he be able to cross the barrier between realms. Sure, on one hand, Oogway could have sent himself to the Spirit Realm early into his life and defeated Kai before he acquired all of that chi. But if he did that, he would never be able to accomplish all that he did for the mortal world. He would have cut his life short by hundreds of years. There would have been generations of masters of Kung Fu who would have not been able to benefit from Oogway's wisdom. I mean, think of all the criminals and armies and demons that Oogway was able to defeat throughout his life that would have been able to run wild without him present. I think he had to remain in China so that he would be given enough time to discover his true successor. By setting someone else up to defeat Kai, the mortal world would be able to remain safe even after he passed on. But Master Oogway was in a position where he did not know when the Dragon Warrior would be revealed. Oogway was able to lay seeds that were able to grow over time, but I don't necessarily think he knew exactly every single thing that would happen.
I cannot make it blossom when it suits me, nor make it bear fruit before its time.
Master Oogway must have been forced to make endless numbers of terribly difficult decisions, choosing between the better of multiple evils so that a positive future could exist long into the future. I mean, if Oogway wanted to, he could have taken on Kai as soon as he arrived to the Spirit Realm. He knew that's where he had banished his longtime friend, but instead of going after him, he waited peacefully, biding his time, taking the small actions that were necessary to keep Po on the necessary path. I don't necessarily think that Oogway wanted Kai to continue to steal the chi of all of the fallen masters across the Spirit Realm, but it's possible he knew those were necessary actions that had to take place before Kai could truly be defeated. Kai was only going to seek out Oogway once he felt he was as powerful as he could possibly be, once he had taken the chi of all the masters he could find. Sure, this made Kai more powerful, but it also allowed Po to further master Kung Fu, discover inner peace, and take the first steps to discovering who he was. While Kai was creating chaos in the Spirit Realm, Po was creating peace across the mortal world. There were foes like Tai Lung and massive threats like Lord Shen and his army were being taken down by Po. If Oogway would have relinquished his chi to Kai any sooner, Po wouldn't have been able to go through that journey. For all of the dark actions that Master Oogway saw take place, there were positive outcomes that would inevitably come to fruition. I mean, I don't think Master Oogway ever wanted Lord Shen to slaughter the pandas, but those terrible actions were what allowed Po to be raised by a goose, to fall in love with Kung Fu, and inevitably become the Dragon Warrior. Another example of this is Tai Lung. Of course, I don't think Oogway wanted to see Shifu suffer, but it was through Shifu overly committing himself to Tai Lung and beating him down through endless training and convincing him that he would become the all-powerful Dragon Warrior that eventually allowed Tai Lung to be Po's first foe. The painful creation of Tai Lung was what set up the Dragon Warrior to be revealed. And the same thing can be said for Master Oogway's defeat against Kai. Oogway's enslavement by Kai is what freed General Kai into the mortal world. But that action was what facilitated Po to rediscover what it meant to be a panda. He was able to discover how to use chi and how to teach that to the pandas who had originally uncovered the secrets behind chi itself. Oogway foresaw the necessary events that would need to take place for Po to arise victorious against Kai. All of those events put Po on the path to become the panda that he was always meant to be. There were so many different moving pieces all at the same time. Master Oogway had to consider his successor, the future of China, how to defeat Kai, how to save the masters of Kung Fu who were trapped in those jade amulets. And he had to carry all of that burden on his own. But through careful planning, I think Master Oogway eventually saw the true path forward. Well, I'd like to believe that Master Oogway was always capable of defeating Kai. It kind of doesn't matter because there was only one outcome that Oogway could allow to happen. Only by Oogway allowing himself to be defeated by Kai could Po rise to Master Chi. And I believe it was through that sacrifice that Master Oogway believed that that would create the most long-lasting peace across China. If you'd like to support me, my videos, and this community in an even larger way, consider becoming a member. And finally, I'm Isaac Carlson. Thanks for watching, and have a magical day.